And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Let's start with the big picture today. New research shows that in 2026, only 8% of the world's babies will be born in Europe and North America combined. Africa accounts for 36%, Asia 49%, Latin America 7%, North America specifically 3%. Yeah, when a civilization decides children are optional, the math eventually makes the decision for you, doesn't it? And that cultural freefall has a price tag in Canada as well. In British Columbia, a school trustee named Laurie Thronis, I hope I said that right, Laurie, she resigned February 26 after a human rights tribunal hit former trustee Barry Newfield with a fine of $750,000 plus interest for publicly opposing gender ideology. The tribunal ruled that rejecting the idea that gender identity is separate from biological sex constitutes existential denial. Somehow a $750,000 fine for believing and living by reality doesn't feel much like a free country, does it? On the international front, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth issued a warning on Monday. The administration is actively monitoring for domestic threats tied to Operation Epic Fury, the U.S. campaign targeting Iran's missile and nuclear capabilities and naval forces. Reports indicate that the same day the Ayatollah and other regime leaders were killed, an Austin, Texas shooting left 2 dead and 14 injured, with the FBI investigating a possible terrorism connection. Now to the story, it seems like, of the day, of New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani. I really would rather not report on him as much as I am, but he's had a different take on what's going on in the Middle East. He posted on X that the strike was a catastrophic escalation in an illegal war of aggression and assured Iranian New Yorkers, you will be safe here. That post racked up 20 million views, with Senator Ted Cruz responding that Comrade Mayor is rooting for the Ayatollah. And one Iranian journalist who fled the regime herself said she feels anything but safe after hearing the mayor express sympathy for a government she says killed more than 30,000 unarmed Iranians in less than a day. In Tennessee, a bill is drawing fire from an unexpected corner. Pro-lifers. An addendum to HB 570, backed by Representative Jody Barrett and Mark Pody, would treat abortion as homicide from fertilization. Critics say the vague language could pull women into investigations after miscarriages or ectopic pregnancy care. The bill also allows for retroactive investigations. Protecting the unborn's a righteous cause, you'll get no argument from me, but writing law that puts grieving mothers in legal jeopardy? Not the way to get there. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.